Ready?
I'm getting into character.
En tres, dos, uno.
Welcome to the Horror Daddies podcast. Wait, you know what? Can we start over?
No, okay.
Horror Daddies.
Welcome to the Horror Daddies podcast, where we're here to have a blast.
Now let's take a dive into Leprechaun 3, 1995.
Okay.
Top of the morning to you, slashers and scream queens.
We got bars here.
We got bars today.
A lot of them.
Because we are with the master of bars, mm-hmm. You could say. It's one of the names.
You could say that, yeah.
But who are you again?
I am Carlos, your Horror Daddy.
And I'm your Film Daddy, John. And happy St. Patty's Day.
Happy St. Patty's Day. As y'all can see, for those of you watching, not listening, I got my hair did.
Yeah, he's feeling himself a lot today.
I dyed it green for y'all for today.
Just you kind of look good, I'm going to lie.
Oh, thank you. I feel like an Oompa Loompa chick. You know the chicks?
Yeah, I get you.
Wait, are they? No.
No, they're, well, I'm sure they're, how do they reproduce? Does Willy Wonka make them?
Oh, you know what I'm thinking of? I'm thinking of the meme of the people that faked that factory with AI. Oh. The Willy Wonka experience.
That's what you're working at, right? You just came out of the ship? That's what you look like, you raggedy ass bitch. God damn.
Bitch, I still look good. This shit's 100% synthetic. So it's still... Yeah, look, sure. Look how flawless it is.
Yeah.
Good. It's good.
That's recycled plastic, bitch.
Okay. It looks good on me.
When are you going to do the beard?
Never. Not doing that
just
to myself.
Orange beard, no. Green ass no. Hair.
I'm really going to look like the leprechaun.
For real. So today we're obviously going to talk about the classic, the masterpiece, My year.
Of birth.
1995.
Yeah. You old as shit.
Leprechaun 3. I don't know. Don't say that.
Leprechaun 3, directed by Brian Trench Smith, okay. Written by Mark Jones and David Dubois. And had a budget of $1.2 million. Now, how much did it make, you may ask? It didn't. Because it was straight to home video.
Oh, but really?
It was the highest selling independent straight to home video movie of that year.
Oh, that's kind of dope.
Selling wow. About 55.
Not a big year, I'm assuming, for movies.
Well, it sold about 55,000 units. Okay. I'm assuming those are copies.
Yeah,
I'm assuming. In code.
That's crazy because I'm also seeing he also directed Leprechaun 4. Well, so that's a.
We going to space next year, y'all.
Oh my God. This movie, if you guys want to watch it, obviously go to Peacock.
Yeah, it's on Peacock, the whole series.
The entire series. I'm sure it's not cheap. It's not expensive for them to keep it there. Because, my God, this movie is
shots
long.
Fired.
This movie feels so fucking long.
It feels long, but it's only an hour and a half.
It really is.
But it drags.
Oh, there's so many things that I'm like, I don't care about y'all motherfuckers.
And there's a story. I'd rather watch the storyline in the beginning with the pawn shop owner than watch the other people.
And then, like, Loretta kills it. Mm-hmm. Like with Mitch and the magician, I was like, okay, kind of, I like this storyline. Scott,
you know what I remember about this movie as a child?
Because
I used to love this one. I used to feel like I used to watch this one a lot as a child.
I think so too.
I think it's because it has on TV. It has cool segments.
It does.
But then the story is like dragging. Yeah. But the segments are entertaining.
Honestly, it's just a Scott part that just, it's just so
fucking long. Ain't nobody give a fuck about Walmart James Marsden. Like,
I hope you're doing well. He is doing well.
Yeah, he wrote Kong Skull Island.
Dude, he wrote Skull Island.
And the Power Rangers.
Yeah.
That's the new one with Becky G.
Need for Speed, bro. That shit was pretty recent. That's 2014.
Ain't
nobody
give a fuck about car movies, let's be honest.
He wrote some great movies like Flight.
Okay, never seen it, but Pop Off King.
Yeah, that's
a good hope movie. I hope he's doing well. I hope he went to college like he was supposed to in this movie.
He look good.
He's a good looking guy.
He does look like James Marsden, though.
I told you.
But let's go down the cast.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll pretty much talk about the movie.
Okay.
So, of course, we have the legend himself, Warwick Davis, as Leprechaun himself.
Mm-hmm.
John
mm-hmm.
Gattins?
Gattins.
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 Gattins. John Gattins as Scott McCoy, Lee Armstrong as Tammy Larson, John DeMita as Fazio.
I love Fazio.
Michael Collin as Mitch, Caroline Williams, of course.
Yep.
Mommy is Hell from Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2 as Loretta. Yup.
Yes, queen.
Marcellus Hubert as Gupta. And that's pretty much it.
Okay.
And then, of course, we got another Warwick Davis appearance as himself.
Oh, yeah. He did a little cameo.
He did a little cameo. If you catch it, it's kind of quick. But you know, he's there.
Fazio kind of made a career of himself as well.
What did he do?
He's in Sing, Lilo and Stitch, The Grinch, the cartoon one. Like, okay, King, pop off.
Hey, you see? There's avenues for everybody.
Mm-hmm. There's Universal Soldier that has Rob Van Dam.
That's not Rob Van Dam, is that? What's his name?
Jean-Claude Van Damme. Jean-Claude Van Damme. That's what I meant. You know what I meant.
That's his cousin.
So he got robbed.
But don't, you know, of course, Lee Armstrong, I think she stopped acting, right, after this?
Yeah, this was her last movie.
Yeah, unfortunately.
First and only.
She did well with what she had, like, better than Scott, I'm gonna be honest.
But I didn't care for the story.
No, I didn't.
I'd rather have watched the pawn shop owner the whole movie.
Look, honestly, there's a lot of things in this movie that don't make sense. Don't mind. And not like, ooh, why is there a little leprechaun doing magic? No. Like, why did they make Scott, like, 20 years old? Why? Like,
Okay, because he's supposed to go to college, right?
And?
He couldn't
go to college in 21.
I guess. I guess.
They make, like, a point of, like, keep it together. You're fired. but they make like a point where it's like you can't gamble because you're not 21 yet.
I guess that was how can we get this guy to be in the casino but not 21?
They don't have to make him 21.
I see what you're saying. Sorry, because it's like my math.
Yeah, because it's like he could have, because then he gambles.
Yeah,
but.
They don't check.
In my head, they would be like, oh, you're not old enough, so you're not taking this money with you. So it doesn't make any sense to me. And it's like, I don't know why they even added that. Like, for no reason. Like, honestly, I get the college, but like, you could just go to college late. I don't know. He saved money.
That, and he could have just been like, hey, girl, I dropped you off. Can you show me your job?
Exactly.
And just go into the casino.
And just go in. Whatever.
Or just follow her in because he's like, I'm going to marry that girl.
I get it. Mm-hmm. She's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Anyways, I want to talk about the pawn shop owner.
Yeah, because, so let's talk about the pawn shop. Because
I don't care about Scott. So
Leprechaun is like your like that racist uncle that like, yo, don't say anything crazy. And this motherfucker's first line, straight up racist. Like, right off the rip. Like,
my question was, did he turn into a statue in the last movie?
No.
Okay, so this is a whole new story.
He dies, right? I'm trying to remember how it ended. But
the medallion, is the medallion a new thing?
I think the medallion is the new thing.
It wasn't their last movie?
No, because I think the last one was just the whole wife thing. I don't think.
Yeah, it was the wife thing. But it's like, how did he die?
Didn't he burn? Like, they went to the cave.
Okay, we always resort to burning.
I'm sure he just burnt. Ah, fuck. Leprechaun 2 ending.
I do the same thing. I can't spell leprechaun. I gotta say
leprechaun.
Leprechaun.
So yeah, they have the coin in the cave, and then
you really watching the end.
Yeah, brother, it's on YouTube. And then they just,
God, that second one is so bad too.
Oh my god. Yeah, the cave collapses, and then that's it.
Okay, so a random man has the leprechaun as a statue, which honestly though, kind of like,
it looks dope.
Kind of like the statue. I also like that Bride of Chucky took the inspiration of the medallion and used it in their movie.
I mean, they did it better.
They sure did.
Because they introduced
it. Damn, I should have brought it out. I have it.
That's okay. Chucky has it. Glenn has it with him.
Them.
But I just, they introduced a medallion, and they don't really explain anything. They just kind of like, he just doesn't like it.
He's scared of it.
Yeah, that motherfucker. You know what?
No, I'm remembering wrong. I think Leprechaun to the Hood.
Uh huh.
They find him.
They find a statue
with the medallion, yes. And they figure out that the medallion is what turns him into the. Well, that's the thing. I don't fucking understand because the motherfucker goes to space next movie in the future. And then we're back to 2000, whatever the fuck. And he's in the hood. It's I wonder, what is this timeline?
Okay, because we don't have an actual timeline. So I wonder if you could kind of connect, like maybe the third one doesn't happen right after the second one. It happens maybe
later after the hood.
Later after the hood.
Because he goes to the hood twice.
And then later, like the last movie is the one in space.
You know that's what it's supposed to be. It's like Freddy versus Jason.
Yeah.
And you know where Jason X came out first, but then technically it's after Freddy versus Jason. Yes. That's what it
gotcha,
is.
Gotcha.
Because there's no way that he went to space in the future and then he comes back down into Earth and we're in the hood.
Yeah.
In 2000, whatever it was.
It makes no sense. They remove the necklace and he turns back into his form.
The leprechaun, yeah.
But then he has a pot of gold that was just there.
It was with the statue.
Oh, it was.
He was standing on it. Yes, yeah. Yes, he had his one little foot up. He was doing the 1800s. I'm a white man, rich white man in the 1800s.
There's a Captain Captain Jameson or whatever, the alcohol.
Yeah,
that was like a commercial back in the day.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He was doing the stance, but then the guy's like, hey, don't take the Gupta's the owner.
Yeah.
But he was told not to take the medallion off, and he does.
Yeah, and then he sells it for $10. $20. Which I'm like, come on, dude.
The guy don't just need a gas money. I get it.
Hell no. Like, just anything
else. This is a big ass statue, though. I would have sold this for a lot.
Do you know how that shit would do well in eBay?
But he also didn't want it. So there makes me think that there's a movie that we haven't seen.
Yeah. Let's make that happen.
Okay. Okay. Leprechaun. Into the Stone Age.
Leprechaun.
Because he turns into stone.
Oh, that's a good one. That's pretty clever.
Thank you.
Leprechaun, what the fuck? Because that's the second half.
Because this man is missing an arm.
Yes, has an eye patch.
He's limping.
Anxiety.
He fought this leprechaun and lived to tell the story.
I want
to
see this. I want to see this one.
Me too.
So they take Gupta takes the necklace and he's excited because like, ooh, I got a good deal.
Yeah.
And he turns into his normal self and he immediately starts spinning rhymes. I don't know what the fuck he was saying. I'm going to be completely honest.
I was going to open the quotes, see if I find them.
But he bites his ear off and immediately goes, Indian food, spicy. And it's like, oh, Lord.
He said it.
Wow.
I know.
But I was interested in this story because they're going at it.
Yeah, they're fighting.
They fight. And he didn't kill this man easily.
I wanted him to be the final girl.
This wasn't like the pawn shop guy in the other movie, in the second movie, where he just kills him with a pogo stick. This man fought for his life.
I respect
Gupta.
He should have lived.
The whole movie should have been running around in the city with him.
That would be pretty funny, honestly. Yeah, because like then it cuts. This movie is just a little like bits and pieces, like sequences,
it's segments.
Like it's weird because then we meet Scott driving and almost killing. What's her name again?
She shouldn't have been standing in the middle of the street, Tammy. Tammy without the T-Rex. No, but I also love that we forgot the whole copper thing.
Oh, yeah.
In the last movie, Iron. It was Iron.
It was Iron.
He couldn't touch Iron because it was a save.
This motherfucker
touching Iron now.
Yeah.
And nothing.
These Leprechaun movies just be introducing lore bits.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, oh, he's a statue. Oh, there's a necklace. But also, telekinesis.
But here's the lore for this movie.
God.
Leprechauns love potatoes. So do I.
That's because it's an Irish stereotype.
I know. One gold coin equals one wish. So you get basically have 100 wishes if you take the whole pot.
So one gold coin equals a wish?
Per person.
But so if he went to the pile, he can just grab another one and
make another wish. Yeah. You just can't make multiple wishes on the same coin.
Okay.
Whatever. But then you can take it from me and then make your own wish, which...
Yeah, that's interesting.
So there's always whatever. If a leprechaun bites you and the blood is, and you touch the blood of a leprechaun, you turn into a leprechaun. Sure. And leprechauns are territorial. We can have two male leprechauns in the same territory. They'll fight to the death.
So it's just a cat.
These motherfuckers are just cats.
Like, okay, it's whatever.
I also just love that this lore is on a floppy disk, and Gupta had it ready.
Yeah,
he's folklores like, and fairy tales.
And you just type in real quick, Leprechaun. What if it showed the last two movies? Like, one and two.
This is a recap of what happened.
Peacock loads up with the movie.
And then the rest of the cast, they're all assholes. We have Mitch, we got Loretta.
Mitch is the owner of the casino.
Yeah.
Loretta is like, she just works there. She's kind of like the second hand, I'm assuming.
Yeah, because she's the one helping him with the gambling and stuff.
Yeah, and then we have these security guards. I didn't get their names. Remember the gay couple?
Well, I don't think they were security guards. I think they just owe Mitch money.
Oh,
like they're supposed to be G's, you know, they're not just gays, gay gangsters.
Gays.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I thought they were security guards because they were standing in the casino, like looking around.
No, they were looking for him because they wanted their money.
So I'm assuming that's Lucky and Tony.
Yes,
they don't have pictures.
It has to be
so because there's Art. I don't know who Art was.
Well, Art is one of them. Art is the one with the white hair.
Okay, so Art and I'm assuming Lucky.
Okay,
I think those are the only two.
Okay. Well,
because
honestly, though, Art can kind of get it. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
You know,
with the white hair,
mm-hmm.
the one in the suit or mm-hmm. the one? Oh, I see. Not the other one with the
other one was kind of no, he was kind of dumb.
Yeah, but I mean, you can't all just be pretty, you know, you got to be either dumb or pretty.
Which one am I?
Anyway, so let's just say, Carlos, you're beautiful.
Roasted.
Fuck you, Jonathan. Then we have Fazio. I love Fazio.
Fazio, LGBT icon.
Yep.
He has to
Okay, there's a lot of gay characters in this movie, and I'm going to put that out there right now.
And they didn't want to say they were gay. They were just like implying it.
Like, Loretta at one point calls Fazio flaming, what was it? Flaming Fagio.
Yeah, I'm not going to say it.
It's fine. I can say it. And then Art and I guess Tony or Lucky, they were dating.
They were, okay. So I feel like they were trying to do like a Tarantino kind of conversation, like in Pulp Fiction, where mm-hmm. they like talking about nothing. Like, I don't know if you remember the movie. They'll talk about a burger, like, throughout the movie. Because they talk about their boxers. And, like, it's just a whole uninterrupted scene. Well,
one of them's like, oh, I'd rather wear jockeys because it's more blah, blah, blah. I'm assuming it's to hold the dig in the balls together. Well,
because the other one's like, oh, I don't like, I stopped wearing those because they were uncomfortable. And, well, I guess you can't hang as, like, you used to.
Mm-hmm.
And then they, like, hold each other's hands and walk away. And I'm like, all right, bro. Like, they're gay. Like
the way Art grabbed that, I forget, whatever his name was. Yeah, he grabbed them and pulled them. Like, that's his man. And they
died. We're here for them.
And they die together. And you know what? That's very loving.
That is a true story.
Because Leprechaun right whoops their ass.
I know. He got hands.
And the thing is, not using the magic.
No, he got magic. He's like, I don't need it.
And you know what? I'm offended by that. Because you don't fuck with the gays. The gays will fuck you up. And over here, Leprechaun just dropkick his ass.
So is Leprechaun homophobic?
Yep. Just for that.
Yep.
No.
He kills three gay characters in one movie.
In one fucking movie.
One of them kind of deserved. I'm not going to lie. He was a little fucked heart.
Oh, Fazio. Yeah, but he was kind of like.
Oh, he was. This man was a power bottom.
He was so extra. He was pretty funny.
He wanted to be the greatest. This motherfucker wanted to be Chris Angel.
My freak, baby.
Yeah.
No, well, he becomes it for like an hour.
We don't see it.
We don't see it at all.
Because we cut away from characters and we don't see them for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Scott at one point lays on the floor for 30 minutes and then we come back. It's like, okay, let me get up now.
Oh my God. I think this movie just has too many characters. That's definitely the problem.
It's a lot of characters and we're not really following anyone. We're kind of just following Leprechaun or trying to at least because we also don't see Leprechaun until his segments.
Because Scott is the main character.
Technically, yeah.
Technically. But I feel like Loretta should have probably been the main character just because she kills it. She's the most likable character out of this entire movie.
Mm-hmm.
But also I feel like I like the idea that, oh, she wants to be beautiful again. Because the thing, she's beautiful regardless, but she wants to be young again. Like, that's the thing.
And then they dress her down, so, like, they make her look like she has really saggy boobies.
Yeah, it's, like, to her stomach, and like, she's, filled and up,
they,
like, crazy.
And they make, I guess she's wearing super loose clothes, so they're trying to make her look fat.
Yeah.
And the whole time they're calling her names and they're treating her that. So when she makes her wish to be beautiful.
Well, it's, like, the dilemma of, like, she's in Vegas where like they have all these women, especially Tammy, that's a young one, and then she feels like she's kind of jealous of her because she's supposed to be the magician's assistant, so she's like dressed up in like spandex and you know, like those like Playboy bunny suits or whatever. I don't know what they're called.
All she had to do was put on a fucking bunny ears and be like, I'm a rabbit.
And like Loretta looks at that, I think, and is like, well, I want to be like that again.
Yeah. I know. It's itchy. I know the feeling. So then, okay, so let's talk about the wishes. So Scott's wish, because Scott ends up, this man hit, this man took his tuition with him.
In a note, in an envelope.
Yeah, in a check. The check was signed by the director, by the way. That's a fun fact.
That's pretty cool.
It was $23,000.
What if he catch it in, like, dumbass?
What if that was the movie's budget?
$23,000.
What if that was, like, for the movie, and he just, like, hey, we need to film. Just use the check I'm going to use for production later.
That'd be pretty good, actually.
So it's signed by the director, but he uses it to gamble, and he ends up losing everything.
And I love that he's pissed. Like, how can this happen?
Yeah, he lost all his tuition.
But my thing is, like, how the fuck you spend $23,000 that fucking fast?
I guess they could have cut through time, and we just don't see it. But
I just realized this movie takes place in one night.
Yeah.
That's a lot happening in one night.
Yeah, it sure does. That's an adventure.
That's, wow. Busy. It's always busy in Las Vegas.
Busy and boring. So he ends up going to the pawn shop because he has a watch and he's going to pawn it.
To see if he can get money back because Loretta, she's really good at bringing you back in.
Yeah,
because
she's the one that's gambling him or playing him. So he finds the man dead, Gupta.
Yep.
Because Leprechaun fucked him up and murdered him.
And I love that he has no reaction.
No.
Oh my God. I'm not the only one having a bad day. Jesus.
He calls the cops. I found a man dead.
And I'm holding the murder weapon.
Yeah. I'm calling with the murder weapon. And then he finds a gold coin and he makes the wish to let me have a winning streak. And he ends up back in the casino and he's winning and winning and winning.
And all his money's back. Mm-hmm. He has more. He won 100 thou, baby.
100 thou. Yep.
And Mitch comes back. He's like, what the fuck is happening on this table? Like, of course, he's like the king boss. And he's there. Obviously, when you go to a casino, they want you to lose. Like, that's the whole point of it. So it's like, immediately he's like, close the table. Nothing's working. They have a button that kind of magnetizes the ball. To like a specific number, and it's supposed to land there, but the coin switches, makes you pick the winner, and also fucks up the machine.
Yeah.
So he's always winning regardless.
Yeah. So what they do is that they're like, hey, stay here for the night to make sure that he loses his money later.
Mm-hmm. He's like, come back tomorrow. See if you can keep that streak going.
Right. So he goes up to his room, and then Caroline Williams' character, Loretta, and Fazio, they're going to go.
Let's call him Fabio. I want
to call him Fabio, too. And they go up to his room to steal his money.
Yeah.
Or to steal the coin, because Loretta kind of figured out that the coin is doing something.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, because the motherfucker placing it, and it's just moving by itself. Yeah, I'd be like, what the fuck?
He's making it so hard. Like, he's not even touching the fucking, what are they called? The tokens.
And the poker chips.
He's not even fucking touching them. He's just letting the coin move them. And she's like, what the fuck?
I'd be like, shit. We see a priest, like with two like women, like
just. It was Father Bob.
Oh, Father Bob. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yup. He like, Jesus, let me win this money, baby, because I got these 2 5 bitches with me.
So Fazio ends up stealing the coin. And then the leprechaun fucking shows up out of nowhere. I'm like, didn't you just see Fazio running back with your coin? Because apparently you can smell it.
Yeah, he can. It's delayed. It's delayed a little bit. Because Fazio punches the fuck out of Scott, which is so funny. But like, he's about to leave, comes back, punches him, takes a coin, and then like smokes bomb, disappears.
Yep, that's how you make a gay exit. It's gone.
Oh, it's so good. The whole hallway is filled with smoke too. Yeah. It's just so funny.
And the leprechaun just walks through.
Like, what happened?
I smell me chilling. Motherfucker. Went past you probably.
Oh my God. And then of course, for no reason, just starts biting Scott.
I want my fucking gold. I would have done the same shit.
I love that he's always late to these situations. And he's just like, well, you're here. I'm gonna fucking kill you.
But what's funnier is that he gets stabbed right in the fucking head. Oh, yeah. And the blood falls on Scott's. But Scott throws this fucking leprechaun out the window like a rag doll and just falls all the way down. It's like, that's really funny.
Oh my God, bro. That cut to him falling is the funniest fucking thing. Oh,
motherfucker still got the fucking knife right in the fucking head.
And he just cuts the handle and then it's gone.
It's gone.
The rest of the movie, that knife is not there no more.
So then Loretta ends up having the coin, but then Mitch takes it from her because she's like, it got powers. He's like, oh, well, that's gold. I want it.
Yeah. And he wants his money back.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I don't know what they were talking about, like about how he can get any woman he wants.
So he's saying that so she's telling him you can't get any woman because you fat or whatever.
Oh yeah. Cause he calls her fat.
Yeah, well, then he's like, well, you can't get anyone cause you're fat.
Yeah.
They're just having a fat off. And I'm like, y'all need to relax.
Yeah. And then it's not that serious. She's like, I bet you want that Tammy girl. And mm-hmm. he's like, oh, I can get her if I wanted to. And he's like, you wish. And he goes, yeah, I wish. And the coin lights up and Tammy immediately is like, Oh, Mitch,
I want you so bad, Mitch.
And Loretta's like, damn.
That coin do work. I'm going to go steal that coin, too.
And then they go upstairs, obviously.
I just love that. I love that she's slapping him the fuck out of him around.
Dude, that shit is so funny. So
I wonder why. Like,
that was super random.
It's super. Why she? Maybe because internally she hates him?
No, maybe that's her kink.
Because
she says, I like my men like I like my love, tough and strong.
Oh,
and
so Scott's got something in for him.
Yep.
Scott's fucked.
Yeah, because Loretta, or not Loretta, what's her name again?
Tammy without the T-Rex.
Tammy without the T-Rex. She likes slapping him around, so I think she likes being beat up in bed.
Oh, okay.
Like, consensual. Oh, my God. Okay. She's a complete so I think she likes it rough, and she's trying to be rough with him, but he don't like it. He's scared because he's old and she's young. So he's like, I don't get it.
No, he's liking it a little bit. I'm not going to lie. He's like, you're going to stop slapping me. It's my turn.
And then he's like, I'm going to do it for you. And starts smacking his head on. It's weird because they're also talking to themselves like they're babies, which is a little strange.
I just, moving on. They end up in his hotel room.
And they're about to fuck. And I was like, are we about to see Tammy titties?
Nope, because Loretta steals the coin and the wish disappears.
Which, that bit, that little detail, it's going to disappear real fucking quick.
They forget about that shit real quick. And she leaves. She's like, oh my God, you're taking advantage of me. And she leaves.
And she gets fired.
And
he got rejected.
Asshole. Yep. But the leprechaun starts fucking with the TV.
Yeah.
And he pulls it's kind of like Nightmare on Elm Street 3.
Yes.
But it's not a dream.
Welcome
it's a
to
trick.
Bride Time, bitch.
Yeah. Well, not that part, but also with the nurse.
With the nurse, yes, you're right.
Mm-hmm,
Because it's like I think she was a model. I think that's what it said. Anyways, but it's like some girl getting naked and saying, oh, Mitch.
Yeah.
I love that he's aware that she's saying his name, be like, oh, this is, what a coincidence.
Mm-hmm. But she comes out of the TV like Samara.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, Samara.
Yeah, that bitch.
Yeah, and she's titties everywhere, but she ends up being a fucking robot.
It's like nowadays. It's the sex doll.
It is a sex doll.
It's a walking fleshlight.
That's true. Robot. But you know what I love? That in the back, the leprechaun's like, first he's a Christian.
Oh, yeah.
Then he's like a Buddhist. And then he's a witch. And then he says, you know what? I'm just going to fucking kill you. Because I'm tired of your shit. I'm
tired of it.
And he ends up electrocuting Mitch to death. And that's when Art and his boyfriend, Tony Lucky, whatever his name is, walks in and they get their ass beat. But what I love is that when Scott and Tammy went to go grab the coin or to go face Mitch, he's already dead. They just throw this motherfucker a statue. And Warwick David be taking hits in this movie.
He does, man. He took that for the game, bro. Yeah. Fun fact, they actually tossed him off the building.
Oh.
It was actually him.
Hop off king, okay.
No, but I do. So we kind of skipped over the part where, like, Tammy, like, comes out, like, this is not the first time it's ever happened. It's like, yo. And they, like, like, even Scott is like, bro, what the fuck?
Like, chill.
She's like pouring his heart out and he gets mad. He was acting like a leprechaun. I forgot that he's been acting like a leprechaun.
Yeah, because
like,
he got bit.
And then all of a sudden he's like, no, I need to go face Mitch all of a sudden.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And like forgets about that accent.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, they face him. He's fucking dead. So I guess it doesn't matter.
Yep. And then Art gets murdered with his boyfriend by a leprechaun.
It'd be like that.
But then now
they should have done like the whole like the finger touch, you know, like Adam meets God or whatever.
Yeah.
They should have done that. That was a love story waiting to happen. Maybe we do a spinoff. That'd be pretty good.
The Romeo and Juliet of leprechauns.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I would have seen that.
You get me.
Loretta's wish is that she's beautiful.
Of course.
And so then, obviously they make her look like herself.
Yeah, literally she just looks the same. She just got that Jamie Lee Curtis haircut.
Yep, she sure does. And then I love her kill. Her kill's amazing.
Yes, her death is actually pretty cool. The whole budget went for that kill, you can tell.
It sure did. This was the death I always remembered as a child from the Leprechaun series.
Yep.
It probably is the best one in the series.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember from the past two. Nothing gets close to this.
Right.
Well, actually, Warwick Davis's last kill in the first one is really cool. Where he melts.
Oh, okay, yeah. I was just talking about victims.
Oh, Vic.
Well, he's not really a victim. He deserves everything he gets.
Yeah, he keeps coming back, so.
Yeah, so exactly.
Get that bitch!
He blows her up.
That soundbite's from Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2.
Oh, yeah, it is. It is. He says, there was an old man of Madras whose balls were made of fine brass. No. Oh, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So it might be here. So in stormy weather, they both clanged together and sparks flew out of his ass.
Yeah. And he also
is that from that? Is that from Hercule?
I think so. But he has a lot of like puns with boobs and ass and stuff.
Yeah, he sure does.
Like in this one, it says, your boobs are big, your butt is small. You're in for quite a fall or something like that.
Okay. Fuck. Okay.
He got bars.
He sure does.
Talk to me, baby.
No, I can't find the one from this specific, but it's really funny.
Yeah.
So he makes her cheeks grow, or her lips grow, her boobs grow, her ass grow.
Her cheeks.
To the point where she blows the fuck up.
Like Frankenhooker, like cartoon explosion.
Yeah.
And it's really effective because you see her lips get turning all fucking huge.
She's doing the duck face.
She is. She got it first.
She's like.
What is that challenge? The Kylie Jenner challenge, was it?
That's what she did.
Yeah, that's what she did.
Yeah, that's what she did.
It went gone wrong.
Gone wrong. And by this point, Fazio had already stolen the coin.
Yeah, so Fabio is in possession right now of the coin because he wants to be the greatest magician. He goes, I want to be
Hugh Hefner. Is it Hugh Hefner?
Hugh Jackman.
I want to be Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman and the greatest showman.
Yeah, that's what he wants to be.
He goes, wow. And then we never see him until the very last minute.
I love that when he does make his wish, he does the hand thing. Like
whoa.
It has to
work. I thought he was going to make it disappear by accident. That'd be kind of funny.
But he can't because he sucks. So, yeah, we don't see him again, but we know that he's going to be successful.
He's busy.
We don't see him until the end of the movie. And then Scott's turning into such a leprechaun that they're going to take his ass to the hospital.
What's funny is that when he turns into a leprechaun, Tammy goes, oh my god, and all he has is just sideburns, so like,
and more freckles.
Yeah, it's
that's like, all it is.
But like, he looks pretty freaky like later in the movie.
The thing is, he kind of looks like a leprechaun.
The thing, he's really good at like the impression.
He really
I was
is
like, wow, did they just hire him because he was good at the impression? His acting maybe not, but the impression was kind of good.
Yeah, because they get into a fight at the pawn shop. They're like, they can't be two of us in this town.
It's like, oh my god.
And bro. Of course, he's also attracted to the gold.
Yeah,
leprechaun's gold.
Every time he sees a coin, he's like, oh my god.
I love that the hospital name in this movie is Buena Suerte Memorial Hospital, which all it means is Good Luck Memorial Hospital.
Because bitch, you're not surviving.
The casino's name is Lucky. Lucky Shamrock. And I'm like, okay, of course everything in this town all of a sudden for this movie
is
named
to be
after like luck or something.
I mean, I've never been to Vegas, so that could be fucking true.
No, that casino did not look like it belonged in the same city. I think they pulled a Jason Takes Manhattan. They filmed some scenes right in the middle of Vegas, and then they're like, okay, the casino's over in Canada. The hospital's over in fucking California. Like, those were not in the same place.
Viva Atlantic City.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Austin Butler makes a fucking cameo in this movie. Shit.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Austin Butler. I'm not going to do it in this
one. It's not really Austin Butler.
It's just Elvis and impersonation comes in. And he does.
No, it was really Elvis.
It was really him?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's a pretty good cameo.
Mm-hmm. He told the leprechaun, good impression of me.
Good impression of me. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's pretty good. Did he die right after this? You know he died on the toilet?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I think he had like a stroke or a heart attack or something while he took his shit. Rest in peace. That's
one way to go.
yeah, poor guy.
Yeah. Scott has green blood too, which is weird. But the thing is, it doesn't look like just blood. It looks like serum.
It
just looks like green liquid.
Yeah, like... And then when they take it out of the tube, it just squirts everywhere. And nobody like, oh, shit. Like, they just pretended that
also,
it happened.
Also, the tube is a green top, which I'm like, okay, can we just get any more? Like,
Oh, the AKG. EKG.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the heart rate monitor. They show the receipts, and it's just leprechauns dancing. Yeah. I'm like, what? And this movie does not give a fuck.
And then there's another one. The other one is just four leaf clovers up the people's paper, too.
Yeah, so it's like... It's this movie obviously is not taking itself serious at all.
Nope. I mean, Leprechaun early in the movie, he did the finger blast with the gun.
Oh yeah, he does a cartoon. They point a gun. Gupta points a gun at him, and he literally plugs it with his finger, and it blows up.
He plugged it.
He plugged that shit. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Ah. Power top. Right? Is that a thing? It is so a thing now.
Gay. Power top. That sounded weird, but it. No, you're right. No.
Oh, I thought you were top.
I never said I was. I never said what I was, actually. So that's for you guys to guess.
Look, we got his blood.
Yeah, power top. Yeah, I don't know why it sounded weird when you said it. It's because you're not straight. Not gay, I mean.
Oh, look, we have his blood. It's in a green top as well.
But, this fucking movie.
This movie is a whole ass mess.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not taking itself seriously, of course.
No.
But it's also really boring. It's not like, it's campy as fuck, but it's also boring.
The leprechaun scenes are the fun ones.
Yes.
And if once leprechaun's not on the screen, I'm fucking bored. And he's not on screen for some of this movie. Like they take times, like 10 minutes out of 10 sometimes to even show him again. Because they have to
introduce so many fucking characters.
That we don't need. They're just like, we need kills.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. And like, honestly... let's see. Mitch's kill, interesting. I mean, Loretta's kill is the best.
I think the main cast within the casinos, their kills are the most interesting.
Yeah.
But then you get characters like Art and his boyfriend.
Yeah.
They just get beat up.
Yeah, that's it. And then obviously Tammy and Scott make it through. So it's like that's two bodies that didn't nothing happened.
And
to.
And then Gupta's pretty cool, but Gupta. Let's talk about Gupta, because Gupta made a bitly bad mistake. Motherfucker had the medallion.
Yep.
Leprechaun's like, if I'll give you my gold.
No,
if
he says, I'll give me your gold and I'll give you Gupta makes the deal.
Right. So then, but the leprechaun obviously tricks him because he's a fucking liar. And
we don't like liars.
No, Gupta is getting his ass beat, but he crawls right by the medallion and doesn't pick it up.
He touches it. And like the director's like, don't grab it.
He's like, oh shit, that's not on my fucking script.
Where are my glasses?
Yeah,
that's
what
she was doing.
So that's why he ends up dying.
Yeah, he like could have grabbed it. The thing is, like, the medallion disappears. It's gone for like the majority of the fucking movie.
Well, Tammy finds it in the pawn shop after when they go later.
And she uses it until the very, very end of the movie.
But she doesn't use it at all.
I thought that's what
they don't kill him that way.
Wait, what the fuck?
The medallion doesn't even get fucking used to murder this leprechaun. So what was the point of it? Nothing. It was just for Gupta to have a living chance for the first half of this movie.
And then for the rest of the series.
Does it matter?
No, because it's not even in the... I'm pretty sure it's not in the fourth one.
I don't think so. I think it's back... It's when we get introduced to him in the hood because someone steals it from him and obviously he comes back.
You see, I'm over it.
But the thing is that they kill him because they burn his gold, so he burns.
Yeah. Oh shit, you're right. Destroy the gold.
They'll destroy the leprechaun.
Yeah.
And kill and end the curse. The medallion doesn't get used at all.
I have a feeling that this movie was probably like, there was a lot of script changes, or they were writing the script as the movie was getting filmed. Maybe. Because that happens sometimes. So like, because it's weird that they introduce this medallion and they do nothing with it. It's not like the medallion has some magic that they're like, oh, let's see what this floppy disk has to say about the leprechaun's medallion. Mm-hmm. No, like they don't introduce any lore. He's just afraid of it. That's the only thing. Oh, and Scott is also afraid of it. So it's like, okay, leprechauns don't like this.
Yeah.
And it looks like but it's made out of silver.
It looks silver with a ruby in the middle, but they don't really say if it's the metal, if it's the medallion has some history. I don't know.
It looks like it has history. Like it looks cool.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess Chucky was in the pawn shop too, and he took that shit afterwards. But I don't understand. Like, I really don't get it.
It's the heart of Dembala.
It's the heart of Dembala.
It's all connected.
No, we gotta get. This is what's gonna connect Chucky and Leprechaun. The necklace.
Oh, honestly,
I would look.
But Chucky also kind of forgot about the necklace. Oh, yeah.
You know what? Necklaces aren't that important.
That's no, they're not. It's just like, I think it's just for plot.
I guess so. I guess that is a trope. I know that is a trope.
Like, hey, we need a plot. So
just a necklace that has magic. Fuck it.
Yep.
All right. Well, okay. So.
And then, Fozzio gets split in half. Oh, yeah. In front of the audience, was just really funny.
Fozzio apparently is the best magician in the world, still working at the fucking same ass place. And there's a crowd that's happy. That's literally all that we get from him. It's not like he's doing actual magic.
No.
Oh, and they let him do the magic trick, the burning beauty.
Yeah, so he's able to do it.
And then he gets split in half by the leprechaun.
Yeah, because he tried making another wish and the leprechaun's like, well, you can only make one.
Yeah. Oh, also, they try to make a wish to destroy the leprechaun, but you can't wish harm on a leprechaun.
You can't with the leprechaun's that's gold. That's called a hate crime. With a leprechaun's gold.
Yes.
Specifically.
So I guess you can't. That's such a convenient rule.
Yeah.
That's such a dumb rule. Can you wish to destroy the gold with the gold? Like Thanos, you know how Thanos destroys the Infinity Stones with the Infinity Stones? Can you destroy the gold with the gold?
Instead of destroying the gold with the gold, why don't you just make a wish and
destroy the rest of the gold?
No, just be like half of the population of everything.
It's not going to destroy the leprechaun.
That's fine, but half of the population of the world will be gone.
Motherfucker, what? You're like, kill everybody.
I'm not saying Thanos was wrong.
Hey, that's why people like him. They're just saying that.
I'm not saying I'm the one that wants to disappear, but...
But if I have to.
They did say the oceans were cleaner.
Yeah, it's true. Things were great.
Yeah.
So, that being said, the Infinity Stones are the golden coins of this universe.
Yep. And you can make it specific.
That's true, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone wearing green disappears. The leprechaun's like, oh no. Like you're not technically saying him. It's just that's everyone true. Wearing green.
Can you get away with it that way?
Everyone that's every short king disappear.
No.
Well, I'm gone.
Yeah, me too. I'm in that average.
I'm not. I'm not in that average. I think you're safe.
No. Wait.
Yeah, you're average.
Oh, is it from 5'8 under?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm good.
So yeah, I'm be with Warwick Davis gone, baby. But I don't know. Because then we get the final battle.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they just burn the fucking coin because conveniently they go back to the pawn shop, which thank God I wish Gupta's body was still there. Like, damn, the cops didn't even come
it
in.
It wasn't, right?
Well, he called the cops.
Okay, but then it's a live frame scene. There would have been cops still there.
That's a good point. It is the same night, so like,
yeah,
that's true. That's a good point. Actually, his body
wasn't there.
No, it wasn't. Not I didn't see it. It wasn't like they were like, oh damn, he's still here. They literally just walked in.
So the cops grabbed the body and just like, left and didn't.
Nope.
No just markers. Like, whatever no happened. Crime scene. No dust. Okay.
Because you know what they say: what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
That's true. Pop off.
So they conveniently the floppy disk was still on and it was like at this moment was like let's do a recap and it says the rules again.
Yeah.
And they do the coin thing. Mm-hmm. They burn the coin or destroy the coin with the beauty.
Mm-hmm. With the flamethrower. The
flamethrower.
And then Leprechaun flies around the stage burning up.
And
you know he's like burning up. Jump like it's hot cause the roof is on fire. Burn it up.
Mm-hmm. I thought you were doing Imagine Dragons.
Oh. Burn it up, 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 oh, that's a good one too.
That's a good one.
Okay. Oh, oh. Let it burn.
That's not Imagine Dragons?
Oh. Oh, Fall Out Boy?
That's not Fall Out Boys, really? Oh, fuck, bro.
Anyways, Usher. Let it burn. Ooh. Gonna let it burn.
Laurie Strode.
Let it burn. Gonna let it burn.
Let it burn.
What else is there?
Oh. A shot is fire burning on the dance floor.
Fire burn. Which one?
Oh yeah, for you, baby.
Okay.
How did I
pop off?
How did I know that?
I didn't listen to the Jonas Brothers like that.
Oh, I thought you would be the perfect target audience for that.
Not for them. Sorry. Maybe one of them.
Yeah. I was gonna say at least one of them. But yeah, he pretty much dies. He's completely melted.
Mm-hmm.
And he's on the floor. Tammy and Scott make out because Scott's looking normal again.
Yep.
And Tammy's like, God damn, finally he looks normal.
But you know what's funny? They kiss, right?
Yeah, they kiss.
Well, and then, at the end, he's like, this is going to be the start of a beautiful friendship.
It's like, Tammy's like, did you just friendzone me?
I think he did. He might have been gay too.
That'd be
like
funny.
Like half of the men in this cast.
Ew. He's like, ooh.
Yeah. Well, she never acted after that. Do tell.
She wasn't being a hoe with Mitch. And I don't think he liked that.
It wasn't her fault. She was under control.
I guess that's true. But maybe Mitch is one of those jealous guys that's like, no, I can't date you because you were sleeping with you.
Well, he's dead, so.
I guess that's true. But then that's it, right? They just walk into the sunshine.
They just walk and the screen just goes black. They just go off frame.
Yeah, keep walking.
Yeah.
And that's Leprechaun 3, 1995.
Yeah, I wasn't ready for this.
I was over it.
But we're doing it next year again.
Yeah, I know. Unfortunately.
I'm going to wear the same wig.
And the fourth one sounds fun, but it's not. I remember it not being that fun.
No.
That movie was pretty dumb.
No. You know what, though? He went to space first.
He did?
Wait.
Jason X was in the 2000s.
Yeah.
Hellraiser.
That's what I'm trying to find out. Who was the first to go to space?
Hellraiser was like early 2000s.
You think so?
I think so.
It was 96.
Ooh.
So now that's a good question.
Wait, I have
who was the first to go to space first?
Leprechaun 4. Wait, oh, we're here.
The same year.
Oh, damn.
Okay, so who's doing these productions?
Yeah, I was going to check the month for that movie because the release for this one in the United States was February 25.
For Leprechaun?
Yeah. Oh, 1997. It came out in Russia first.
Oh.
In 1996.
Wait, Leprechaun?
Yeah. So check out Hellraiser.
So the Hellraiser movie that went to space is called Hellraiser Bloodline. 96. Where do you check?
I just check Letterboxd.
Oh, okay.
Hellraiser.
It has a 24% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Bloodline. So if I check the release date, it came out March 8th, 1996.
These two movies were being made at the same time. Somebody told somebody, hey, they're making blah, blah, blah in space. And everybody was like, we're doing it too.
The fuck?
And they filmed it at the same time.
So, okay. It released in Russia in 1996.
Mm-hmm.
In Christmas of 1996.
Like Leprechaun did?
Yeah.
Oh.
So Russia had a great Christmas that year. That's crazy, actually. How did it come out in Russia first? That's interesting.
They must really love Leprechaun.
They love him. He's an icon over there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go. So, of course, like we do in every movie, we go to Letterboxd and give it a review and a rating. So, Carlos, what is your rating and review?
Like I always forget to do this segment because I'm I forget things. So I said, okay, I gave it a 1.5. You know, I originally had given it a 3.
What?
Yeah, you're crazy. I was like, this ain't that bad. Anyway, the story he told is that he wanted his gold. So he went to Vegas only to cause chaos and die by fire because he was a big fat liar.
Wow.
Bars.
That was pretty good. Well, that's a reference because there's someone from Big Fat Liar in this movie, right? Was it this movie?
No.
Oh, we watch a lot of movies this weekend. That's a pretty good one.
Thank you.
You got some bars.
Thank you.
I think the green hair is making you rap a little bit more.
You know, they don't call me Green and Gene for nothing. They call
Carlos the whore daddy. Get it? Like Megan Thee Stallion.
Okay.
Fuck that bitch. Okay.
So I gave this movie a 1.5.
Mm-hmm.
And my review goes like this. Leprechaun exposes the dangers of a greedy capitalistic city, the dangers of wanting material possessions in order to live out our unrealistic desires. Anyways, the Austin Butler cameo came out of nowhere. Oh, yeah. Dude, that's pretty much it. This one is definitely... I would rather watch this one probably better, more than two.
Oh, me too.
Because two, kind of nothing happens.
Nope.
Throughout the entire movie. But one has some charm to it. There's a lot of funny moments.
The first one's still the best one.
Yeah.
I never got to see the newer ones though either.
Me neither.
Where they try to go back to like real horror. And yeah. I know Hornswoggle is one of the leprechauns.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I'm excited to those. Eventually we'll get to them.
Mm-hmm.
But
I can't wait to get to the hood.
Yeah.
I love those.
I don't remember the hood ones. I will be completely honest. I know I've seen them. It's been a while, so I don't remember those. I know he raps, which that's exciting.
I'm a little green guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wee green guy who's here in town.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, which do you rather watch this one more than the other ones or no?
I think I'd rather watch To the Hood and Back to the Hood before we go back to Vegas.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
And obviously the original.
Yeah. What about Space?
I remember when we did that marathon that one time. Once we got to Space, I was done. My brain was dead.
I was like watching Thanksgiving, bro.
Yeah.
But way longer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was tough.
It was a hard marathon to do.
Yeah. But yeah, that's pretty much it. So.
Favorite kill?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Do you see this movie is already doing damage to my brain?
Uh-huh.
Daddy of the movie.
The leprechaun, I guess.
Yes. I'm going to say Loretta.
Okay.
Loretta, just to change it up.
Okay. Because
they can't be leprechaun in every movie.
Well, it wasn't for the first movie for me.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true. The second one, I think it was for both.
Was it?
I can't remember.
Okay.
I'm going to say it was.
You know what? I'm going to give it to Art.
Okay.
Because he was mysterious.
Okay. I'm going to give it to Loretta.
I was like, I don't know what you are.
Loretta got the sass. She got the attitude.
Okay.
She was walking like she was in the Grinch movie, which she was. And then she walking... And she turns around and looks at that like someone in the background, like, bitch, what are you looking at?
She did have Jim Carrey mannerisms.
It was really funny, and she killed it. Oh, shit, we didn't mention how they were just filming in the street, and people were just looking and laughing at Warwick Davis.
They're like, wow, leprechauns are real.
Dude, it was the fucking craziest thing.
And then favorite kill?
Favorite kill, I mean, Loretta.
It has to go to Loretta, yeah.
It has to go, because... Mitch just gets electrocuted. I mean, the scene is interesting.
And it's cool that they actually made a robot.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like, it was a legit kind of robot. It looked cool. I do like that he kind of tricked them.
Yeah.
Which is weird because he could always do illusions, but this one just so happens to not be an illusion. It's just a robot that he made or something.
But it was gone. When everyone came in the room, it was gone.
So it was like an illusion still.
Mm-hmm.
And
Loretta really blew up.
Yeah, that bitch blew.
Yeah.
And
not the good kind of blow.
No, not at all. Oh, there's a joke about that too.
There is, and I forgot it.
Yeah. Scott says you blew your rod or something like that.
Yeah, she's like, excuse me?
You sucked it.
That's what I meant.
But yeah, and then the other deaths are kind of like, I mean, the leprechaun's death is not that cool in this one.
Fazio's cool.
Fazio was pretty cool.
They show us the body in half.
Yeah, that was pretty sick.
Mm-hmm.
And Scott comes out, this man's a maniac. And it's like, yeah, we all know.
Yeah, the audience just saw him kill somebody.
But like, and it's kind of poetic because like Fabio dies on the stage.
Yeah, he dies by magic.
Yep.
Because it wasn't really magic.
And it wasn't. That shit was real as a heart attack.
It sure was.
And yeah, that's pretty much it, right?
That's pretty much it. So I need you to open your phone now.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
Because like you did to me last week, if y'all were listening or watching.
Or our TikTok.
Yep. He made me choose 10 movies, 5 to kill, 5 to keep.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to do the same to him.
Ooh.
So I'm sending you the list now. Hopefully the Wi-Fi is fast enough that you'll get it in 3, 2. There you go.
There it is.
Uh-huh. So,
oh fuck.
Name
you.
Name your 10. I'm not stupid. I'm not gonna make it easy like you made it for me, baby.
I was. This is so hard.
Okay, so name your movies, baby. Go ahead.
All right, so this is The Crow, Evil mm-hmm. Dead 2, mm-hmm. Spider-Man 2, Pearl, mm-hmm. American Psycho, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, The Incredibles, Malignant, The Batman, and 500 Days of Summer. So you obviously picked my favorite.
Hold on.
What?
I sent you the wrong list.
What?
Yeah, hold on. Hold on, because I remember deleting the last one. Oh. And putting something else. I took the wrong screenshot. I was editing.
I had like 5 screenshots too. Okay. I kept adding movies.
Ignore the 500 Days of Summer, y'all. And I also didn't want to.
Great movie.
Yeah, great movie. I just didn't want to put a horror because I know he would have made it easier for him. So I was like, no, I'm not doing this.
Yeah, I'm pretty picky with my horror movie. Mm-hmm. Favorite horror movies, mm-hmm. at least.
Okay. This is the new list. It just changes the 500 Days of Summer. So you could just have to say the last one. Fuck. You're welcome.
Of course. So, of course, my last one is Doctor Strange, Multiverse of Madness. Okay. Fuck. So I have to kill 5 and cut 5.
Kill 5 and keep 5.
And I'll keep 5.
You said kill and cut.
Yeah.
The same thing.
Same shit. So I... Damn. Fuck. This is really hard. I'm gonna have my first kill. I hate to do this, but it's gonna have to be Doctor Strange, Multiverse of Madness.
Okay.
I love that movie. I love that it's a Sam Raimi production, of course. Mm-hmm. But out of all of them, that's not one of my favorites.
Okay.
So I guess that one would be my first one.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, I hate saying this, but Malignant's gotta go.
Okay.
That's my second kill.
Okay.
Wow, this is really hard. Fuck. I can't.
I did it, y'all. I made it hard for him.
Okay, so that's 2. American Psycho's gotta have to go.
Wow.
That's my 3rd one.
Okay.
It's just like, these movies, like, the ones that I'm keeping is like, who makes me?
I know.
You know? So it's hard.
Trust me, I was on your letterbox all night yesterday.
You like rated 5 stars. I have like 5 movies rated 5 stars.
31.
31? Mm-hmm. Oh, damn. That's a lot.
Wait. Something like that.
So, oh, man. I hate to say this. The Crow's gotta have to go.
Okay.
We just watched that too, and fuck, I love that movie. Now, this is a hard one because I'm thinking, okay, I got Evil Dead 2, Spider-Man 2, Pearl, The Incredibles, and Batman. Oh, and Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. I think if I have to, this is now rewatchability. Okay. Like, Spider-Man 2 is going to stay.
Okay.
That's staying no matter what. That movie makes me
mm-hmm.
from day one.
Yeah, I sucked Tobey Maguire's dick too in that movie. I get it.
Yep. Evil Dead 2, staying.
Yep.
So this is a battle between Pearl, Eternal, and the Batman.
And the Incredibles.
Oh, and the Incredibles. So I'm going to have to kill Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Oh.
Just because I cannot rewatch that movie, because that movie makes me so depressed.
Okay.
But it is an amazing movie.
Okay. So your list of keeping is Evil Dead 2, Spider-Man 2, Pearl, The Incredibles, and The Batman.
Yes. Those movies I could rewatch.
And that's how you make a list, y'all.
I know.
That's how you fuck someone's heart.
Yeah, I know. I feel heartbroken. I can't kill Pearl. That was a good one.
Thank you.
That was a good job because that was a really difficult one. God, I want to watch it. I've been wanting to watch it.
I almost put Darkman in there for something else, but I didn't know where to put it. And I also was like, I don't think he liked Darkman like that.
Yeah, I like Darkman, but like, it's, you know, that definitely could have been like Doctor Strange. I would have cut that one probably first.
I know.
The Batman is one that I'm like, damn, I kind of want another movie already.
Her was another one.
That's a good one. That mm-hmm. one would have been a little bit more difficult.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of another one.
Joker.
Joker, yeah. I like the Joker a lot, but I think
it was one of your 5s.
That. Yeah, I think that's one of my 5s.
Actually, some of your 5s, I was like, really?
Let me see. I want to see my 5. Let's do that. Okay. What are top 5 Letterboxd reviews?
What? I have a lot of 5-star movies on Letterboxd.
Like how many? Damn.
Like a lot. Like, okay.
How do you do that?
So you go to your films, yeah. And in your films, you go to your little bars, yeah. And then you go to
sort by.
Uh huh. And then highest you go to first. Yeah.
Okay, I got some. This is some classics I got here.
Yeah, but there. Which one was weird for me?
Oh, Soul?
No. Yeah, actually. Yeah.
Soul is amazing.
I haven't seen it.
That movie's great.
This one too.
Yeah. Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah.
A Quiet Place Who's gotta. Let's tone that shit down.
Yeah, you can.
I gotta re-listen to that episode.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I've never seen Mission Impossible. Why is this a 5?
I don't know. You tell me.
Oh, I remember. There was an Easter egg for that movie, and I wanted to see it.
You see, you got to stop doing that.
Yeah, sorry. Well, I just gave him a fucking 5-star. I'm sure it's great. Yeah, I got some classics. I got some good ones.
Okay.
Martyrs, Lars and the Real Girl.
Okay.
Predator.
Okay.
Train to Busy.
Okay.
The Prestige.
Okay.
Yeah, Soul is a... I loved Soul, actually. I really liked that movie. I thought that was a really cool one. I like the whole jazz aesthetic.
Mm. I have one.
What's your weirdest one?
My weirdest one that I gave 5 stars that people might be like, what the fuck's wrong with you?
Yeah.
I have a lot. Crawl.
Carlos goes, I like this movie. 5 stars.
That's how easy I am. Charlie's Angels Full Throttle, bro. 5 stars.
Honestly, it's a vibe, though.
It's a vibe.
I get it.
It's a vibe. The Hellraiser, the new one, I gotta tone that one down.
What? Oh, yeah. What?
I haven't seen it since then. I only saw it one time.
5 stars.
It was really good.
It was good, but I don't know if I bought 5 stars.
I don't. I'm not a critic, y'all. I don't really be looking be like.
I gave it a 4, so I guess.
Yeah, I don't really be look. I did give A Quiet Place 2 5 stars, too. But for you, I found it weird. For me, I'm more easily to entertain.
I feel like I don't even remember that movie. I'm completely honest.
Ready or Not.
Here I Come.
Gravity, Cabin in the Woods, Shrek 2, Incredibles, Home Alone. Shrek 1 has a 5-star too.
Yeah, that's a great movie.
Toy Story, Barbie, Everything Everywhere All at Once, Mean Girls, Malignant, Gremlins, Insidious, Jumanji, The Little Mermaid.
Yeah, you got some good 5-stars.
Hocus Pocus, Scream 4, Evil Dead 2, Scooby-Doo Zombie Island. Planet Terror.
God damn, let's stop it there.
No. Spirit, Stallion of the Cimarron. Like, okay. That movie is a banger.
That movie, that shit makes me cry.
Hell yeah. Child's Play 2, The Wolf of Snow Hollow, Deadstream. Oh, this is one people are going to be like, what the fuck's wrong with you? Paranormal Activity, the Marked Ones.
Okay, I know that one movie got
love
like,
that movie.
A lot of shit. I remember that. That movie gets a lot of shit.
Velocipastor. No notes. Go to a couple weeks back. You'll know why.
All right. So now it's time for the Roulette of Horror.
The Roulette of Horror. Oh, Jennifer's Body. It. Beetlejuice.
Bitch, we done with that segment.
Aliens. The Invisible Man. Okay, I'm sorry.
So, of course, we're going to spin the Roulette of Horror.
And see what movie we're covering next week. So,
and push it. Do it good.
Okay, baby. You want it hard?
Yeah, right. Hard.
Ready? Hold it hard.
Spin,
hold
spin,
it.
Spin, 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 spin. We go to sleep.
I'm nervous.
Oh!
Vivarium.
Vivarium.
Vivarium. I haven't seen that one, actually.
I've never
seen
that. I've never heard of
it. That's going to be a treat.
So, there we go. So, is this streaming anywhere?
I hope it is. Netflix.
Oh, great.
I have Netflix.
Oh, that's true. You do have it. So if you want to go watch it on Netflix so we can talk about it next week.
It's with Lex Luthor.
Nicholas Holt?
No, not the old Lex Luthor.
Oh, the old one? Oh, okay. I like him. Jesse Eisenberg.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I've never heard of it, so I'm excited. Never if you guys want to give us a recommendation,
yeah,
you can leave it in the comments down below.
Yeah.
We would love to add it to the list. So next week we'll add another one there.
Yep. And if you guys don't, then you're going to let me have me pick. And I don't think y'all want that.
Yeah, we're going to end up with fucking a 5-star fucking Quiet Place Part 2. We should put like re-reviews where we talk about like old movies we've already reviewed, like Jurassic Park Dominion. in how our opinions have changed in that movie. Well, yours has changed.
Yeah. Anyways.
And then we just talk about it.
Yeah, that'll be fun. The Addams Family, Trick or Treat. Oh, my God. Oh, Death Becomes Her.
Okay, I know you. And that movie makes you. You're right.
Tremors.
Gay. Yep.
Bros. The Faculty.
All right. Thank you guys so much for watching and listening. Thank you
guys so much. Oh, my God.
Okay. If you guys want merch, yep. Like our boy Jackson back here.
Yep.
Happy Leprechaun. Wait, I'm going to pinch you, bitch. No green. Anyways. He's not wearing green.
Okay. You don't got to treat him like that.
He's all bones.
Just bones.
He didn't feel it.
That's true.
But if you want some merch, you can come. Whoa.
Where do you want me to come?
You can go down below and click the link and go to our website. And yep. There's shirts there. You're going to look good as fuck.
Hell yeah, brother.
We still got to tease our other one. I just got to order some samples.
Yeah.
But we have one coming for the ladies.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it supports us directly, but only just watching, listening, leaving a review or a comment helps us out tremendously. Also, sharing our stuff.
Yes, please. If you're on Apple, Spotify, leave us a review. 5 stars. If lower than that, don't even bother. And if you're on YouTube, just make sure you subscribe and hit that notification bell for weekly updates.
Yeah, that's true.
And in 2 weeks, we'll be at Spookala if anyone's going. So you'll see us there.
Yeah, we'll be cosplaying.
Yes, so, we will. It's also WrestleMania weekend. So
yeah, I can't wait.
Me too.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for watching.
And see you. Join us next week for Vivarium. And remember,
stay spooky and stay lucky.
See you in your dreams, team.
Oh, bars.
Bars. Ah.